Shall we stand as we read the words today? The main passage, three passages, but the main passage is from James. James chapter 1, verse 17. Is every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadow. You may be seated. Thank you. Yes, it's what an honor and privilege to be here to share with you the Word of God this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastors Andy, for your invitations. At least today, after today's sermon, you know, I can boast a little bit that I have preached in 6 continents, you know, including in North America, in the Living Hope. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I was born in Malaysia. And I live about 20 years in Singapore, and I met my wife, Doris, from Hong Kong. I met her in Singapore Bible College, you know, SBC. And sometimes we say SBC means single become couples, you know, if you want to meet. And I serve with OM. OM also have the acronym. OM means Operation Mobilizations, but sometimes we say Operation Marriage. You know, there's a lot of cross-cultures marriage because we have about 5,000 workers and serve in 110 countries. And my father, George Weber, sometimes he said OM means Operation Messy. And he said, when 2 or 3 come together, it's a mess. But anyway, yeah, thanks. Thanks for this honor and privilege, you know, to share the Word of God with you. You know, during the last 2.5 years, I think most of us, or even all of us, has faced a challenge caused by the COVID, whether it is physical, your health, or emotional or mental, or even relational. You know, we are more cautious in terms of getting very close to another person. Recently, I think last month, we have a meeting in Turkey, and me and my wife, both of us are Malaysia-born Chinese, we were in the lift. Just before the lift closed, there's another customer tried to come in. When he saw us, he was like, whoop. Okay, you know, they're a bit more cautious, you know, in relation to, and also many have been impacted financially in Malaysia. Wow, I think how many, at least 5,000 to 6,000 cafe and restaurants has been closed down, and he have a ripple effect on the church. And my brother-in-law is pastoring a church. Half of the congregations right now didn't attend the service. Even, you know, all the restrictions have been removed. And many churches, the giving also has been impacted. So there's a ripple effect on the missions, giving to the missions. So this morning I want to look into an area. It's about giving, about financial giving, as is a part of discipleship journey. Let's pray together. Father, we just want to thank you. What a privilege, Lord, to worship you here. And Lord, just pray that, Lord, you prepare our hearts and ears, Lord, to listen from you. And Lord, help us also be still to know that, Lord, you are God and you are in control. I just want to commit our time into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, I'm not sure you have heard about this kind of joke that one preacher said that if you want your congregations to give during the offering, is the best way is you ask all of them to stand up and reach out to the wallet of the person in front of you or next to you and you give. Yeah, then they were able to give generously. You know, just a joke aside. But at time when I look at giving, financial giving, I tend to look at my own abilities. And many times I can honestly tell you that my spirit is willing, but my pocket is weak. But God often reminded me that I must first look to God, who is our giver. and to understand who God is rather than what I have or what I can do. So the first characteristics, I will share about three characteristics of God and help us to understand more deeper about God, is that God is a generous giver. We all know from the book of Genesis, we read, you know, God, creator of all things. Even the psalmist proclaims in Psalm 24, verse 1, that the earth is the Lord and everything in it, and the world and all who live in it, including us, a human being. So everything our creators have created is not just for himself, but for us, whom he deeply loved. And he created all this for our enjoyment and for us to care after. And he is a generous giver. If you read, you remember in the New Testament, there was a parable of the friend at midnight. And he said, right, even though I see here so many of you are parents, you know, he said it, even though we as human being and we are wicked in our nature, sinful nature, we know how to give good gift, even the best gift for our kids, for our children, how much more your Father in heaven will give good things or the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. And who is the Holy Spirit? He's a triune God, one of the triune God. So out of God's immense generosity, he gave us the greatest gift, his only son Jesus, so that we will not perish but have eternal life. And we may come to experience his unfailing love and forgiveness of sins. So friends, we are undeserved, but we serve a God of generosity, and we give because he first gave us in Jesus. You know, in my almost like, I joined OM in 1997, so almost 25 years. In these 25 years of my missionary journey, and I have met many, many generous people. And sometimes I can say that generosity is not by the amount of the money, but the heart of the giver. I remember I was in South Africa during one of the training. The training is like you have the group just three or four in a team, and we had to go by faith from one place, and we had to, you know, to walk, or we can hitchhike to another place. It's about 300 kilometers. I don't know how, maybe like 200 miles one way, about 400 miles in South Africa. And the training is you cannot bring any money with you. No credit card, no money. It's just by faith. You just have to trust God will provide. And also provide for your food and provide for your accommodations. The next day, you'll return back to the campsite. So four of us, when we went, it took us at the morning, 8 a.m., we started and we walked and we reached the other side port, I think around 3 or 4 p.m. And in South Africa, when it's dark, it's getting a bit dangerous. So we have a bag of gospel tract. We try to give out at the port, and until it's getting dark, I think, I can't remember, maybe like 5 or 6 p.m. at that time. And I saw from far, we saw that the man was waving at us. He was waving at us. So we are like, okay, let's just go over and talk to this man. When we walked closer to the man, we found that something is not right, because this man, he was wearing a nice jacket, but he looked like a homeless person. You can see. Then just, you know, we just started to talk to him, and he told me, when he saw me, he said, "I tell you a secret. I know Bruce Lee very well." You know Bruce Lee? You know, the martial art, the Kung Fu master. I was like, oh, no, no, no. We are in trouble. But anyway, we just continue to talk to him. We try to minister to him, and it's really getting dark, you know. So we just have to say goodbye. Just before we leave, just before that, you know, since morning until that time, we have no food, you know, because we don't have money. So just before, we had to say goodbye to this man, and he took out a 10 rand. 10 rand is about, I think, $1 he took out. And he said, "Friends, I want to give this money to you." We are like, whoa. You know, God surprised us. Surprised us. Really surprised us. It was the lesson I had learned. You know, just by the generosity of this homeless man, you know, he gave us that 10 rand. So we bought, I remember we bought a can of soda and a loaf of bread, and we just have our breakfast and dinner, and maybe lunch and dinner, then breakfast. So generosity is not really about the money. It's so much about the heart. Yeah. So our financial giving is certainly one of the many ways we can respond to God's generosity and which we have received. So give to God what is right and not what is left. Give to God what is right, but not what is left. And the second characteristics of God is unchanging. This is where the main text, the James 1, chapter 1, 17 says, you know, every good and perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. So the background of this writing was that at that time the believers was facing intense persecutions. And the author, most likely James, reminds the believers that everything that we have is from God and from the God who is an unchanging. And the Father of heavenly light does not change. He has been good and perfect from eternity to eternity. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And God's goodness will continue. So as believers, our faith must translate into actions. All our actions must mirror or reflect about our faith. That is what James said, right? The famous quote that he said, faith itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. So our actions and our giving is an expression of faith in an unchanging God. You know, as we learn in this journey of discipleship, as we learn to give, not beyond financial, to give our time, yeah, just give ourselves, and we continue to grow and continue to learn as part of our character and spiritual maturity. You know, I remember just I think Malaysia at that time, I think March, there was 2020, when I was overseas. When I returned home, I was denied entry. I have a resident visa in Malaysia, but because of COVID, they closed the border. In fact, I arrived at the airport. I was so near to my house, I was denied entry. And I was sent back after the intervention from the embassy of Singapore. I was sent back to Singapore. At that time, I was very, very, very stressed and very disappointed, because I do not know when I will see my wife and my three kids again. It was from 1 week, become 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It turned into 1 month. It turned into 2 months. I have written one letter, two letters to the immigration director of Malaysia. It was rejected and rejected. And I was, to be honest with you, I really, really pleading with God and ask God, you know, when will I see my family again? And it was very stressful because I have to live with different, I was living with these friends, my pastor's friends. I lived with these friends. I had to move from another friend. But I cut the story short. Finally, I think after my 7 or 8 appeal letters, I was granted the permission to return home. And I served 31 days quarantine in the hotel. But I was so thankful. I was so thankful that after 89 days, I met my wife and my 3 kids. And I make kind of a promise to God that from that onward, every day, I want to be a blessing to someone. Every day. Literally every day. Whether in my word or in my email, as I reply to my teams, you know, we have about 450 workers in across these 16 countries, or in my giving, everywhere, I want to be a blessing. And since that day, God just opened up so many opportunities left for me just to be a blessing to them. Even a word of encouragement, even when I see something on Facebook or my friends that in Indonesia were suffering, you know, I able to order food online and send it to him. And so many opportunities that even in the midst of uncertainty and crisis, at time we really struggle, you know, that how can I be a blessing to someone? And you can, because our God is an unchanging. And he'll open us a door. If you're willing to be a blessing to someone, he will open out doors. And beyond your imaginations, opportunity will come. You can encourage someone. You can bless someone. Yeah. So the third, I'll move on to the third, the characteristic of God. Just now, Pastor Andy said that God is worthy of our worships. And one of the books, Revelations, that final picture is always, you know, for the 25 years of our ministry, our serving, is always this, in these Revelations that continue spur me on. So many times I feel like I want to give up. It's tough, really tough, you know, when we're serving. I'm so thankful today I have a friend with me, Brother Paul. Yeah, we serve together in a very, very difficult country. Perhaps, I would say, even the last 1 or 2 countries in the whole nations without a church, not just physical church, without just a fellowship group. You can count just how many believers, a Muslim country, a country that claimed to be 100% Muslim. Yeah, even if you can't bring a Bible inside, then if you go into the country, and very strict and very difficult and very hard, and so many times we just face challenges after challenges. But this picture, these glorious pictures of the Lamb who sit on the throne, and every tribe and tongues and nation will finally bow down before him, and including the people that we serve for years and decades, they will be there. There's the encouragement that continues to spur us, continue to motivate us to serve. So it's our giving, whether it's a financial, whether it's like us as missionaries, our time, our life, is an act of worship to the Lamb who sits on the throne. And when we give, and we recognize that God is our creator and redeemer, and he alone deserves our worship. And in Philippians 4, chapter 8, Paul says, the gift you send, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, praising to God. And our giving is a fragrant offering. Aroma, you know, like in the Old Testament, you know, the choice, the best animal for sacrifice, or the wise man who offer expensive gift during Jesus' birth, or the woman worship Jesus by pouring the costly fragrance, oil or perfume on Jesus' head and feet. So not just our worship, when we give to church, or give to the refugee works, or give to missions, we allow more, much more others to know Jesus and worship Him. And we to see many life touch and many life change. And in East Asia, our teams across in 16 countries continue. Even during COVID, they continue to minister. They continue to bring food and minister those who are in need. And sometimes they pay a high cost. They pay a high cost. And one of my leaders, he oversees Myanmar. He's a country leader. He's a dear brother to me. And when he reached out to a community, he was infected with COVID last year, July. And there was no oxygen supply, and he passed away. And he left behind 3 young kids. And just 2 months ago, another team, he already lost 1 child in the village, all Buddhists, not a single Christian. But they decided after they lost the son, they'll continue to minister to the community. Just a few months ago, they lost the daughter or another child, 1.5 years old or 18 months. Yeah. So there's a cost. Certainly there's a cost to pay. But our giving and our service is an act of worship unto the Lord who deserves. And I want to share with you a song. And it's really, and I think, an old song. Those of you not so young will know this song. The song is like, the name is Thank You. Yeah, can we play the song? And let's... Yeah, on behalf of OM, I really want to thank you. Thank you, our church. Thank you for your physical finance giving and turning to our spiritual blessings. And thank you for our support of Woody and family. And thank you for your giving to the Lord. And I will end with a personal testimony that I think this is the first time I share about this. Yeah, as yesterday, as I, you know, just line up and to walk into the hall to receive my certificate during the my graduation commencement, I was really, really moved. I am truly thankful to God. Thankful to God for the impossible things He has done in my life. And many of my friends and colleagues, they always say I'm a very smart person. But I didn't know that I failed my grade 10. You know, I have fantastic result, all F. I failed even grade 10. That's where I moved to Singapore to work. I was from a Buddhist family. So after my work 4 years, and it was in Singapore, that one of my friends have a Bible study with me. And I came to know Jesus. And it was just few months. It's just few months in the church meeting like this. It was the speaker share about. There are still so many people groups and they don't know about Jesus. To me, I was really very shocked. With my little understanding of the Bible and a little bit of Christianity, I was like, how could it be possible? Because, you know, since Jesus died so long ago, and why nobody go? You know, I will go. Why not? Just go and tell them. Just so simple to me, you know. It's like, as a baby Christian, I just tell God, God, you send me. Wherever you go, you just send me. I will go. That's it. Simple. So I just went to a mission organization. I say, I want to go to this place. At that point, it's a Muslim in the Central Asia. I want to go to this place and share the gospel. Oh, they say, whoa, great. And they look at me. You just came to faith not long ago. No, it's not suitable for you. Then they sent me to a ship, a gospel ship. The ship will sail around the world and just share the gospel. I say, oh, okay, as a preparation for 2 years, why not? So I went on board and joined the ship. After the ship for 2 years, I returned back. Okay, I want to go now. And my pastor say, no, if you want to go for mission, long-term mission, you need to study in the Bible college. I was like, no way, the Bible college will not accept me. Even I got fantastic result, as you know. You know. But I just applied. I was very surprised. Singapore Bible College accepted me. Maybe it's a mistake, but anyway, I just enrolled in. Just after a few weeks, my professor asked me to come to her room. And I remembered, she said, Ashley, I don't think seminary education is suitable for you. Maybe it's not for you, because I understand perfectly, because at that time I only read one book from cover to cover, an English book, because English is my third language, Mandarin, Malay, English. So it was very difficult. So I was really, really sad, and I was devastating, because I heard God saying to me, just apply, and they open. So now I'm here in the seminary, but the professor is like kindly asked me to leave. So I was very sad. I remember one night I was in a very quiet place. I was alone. I was thinking, you know, as a Chinese, this honor and shame things is so rooted in us. You know, how can I tell my pastors and my friends that, you know, I just studied here for a few weeks and I'm leaving? Whilst I was yeah, praying and reflecting and talking to God, there was a brother. I remember him so well. He's an American-born Chinese. He also studied in the school. He passed by there. He saw me standing there, sitting there. He came over. I just told him my struggle, and he prayed for me. I remember so clearly, he told me, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this will be given unto you." And that night, I say, "Lord, I will try. If really the school want me to leave, I'll go. It's not my, I can't decide, you know." So I try. Week, you know, God doesn't make me smarter, but he gave me the grace and the perseverance. If the homework that my friend will do in 1 hour, I will use 2 or 3 hours. If they had to use 5 hours to prepare for exam, I use 10 to 11 hours. Even I have a nickname in the dormitory. I was a security guard. Because most of them, after they fall asleep, I'm still studying. So they knew that I'm the last one to sleep. And I passed my first semester, second semester, first year, second year. I just learned and I passed the exam until my last year. And I was like so thankful. I'm graduating. Yes, so thankful. And during the graduation, my principal gave me an award. I was shocked. He gave me an award. So I went forward and I collect the award. He said, "This is to encourage you to press on." You know, I was so encouraged. And I press on. I continue with my master's degree. I applied to Fuller 11 years. No. Plus 2 weeks of COVID. 13 years ago, I applied to Fuller. Fuller said my master's degree, not that up to that level for a doctorate. Maybe you need to study further. So it took me now from 2010 and I graduate 2022. This 12 years, just press on. Again, the word, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this will be given unto you." Praise and glory be to our God, a generous God, an unchanging God, and a God who worthy of our worship. Let's pray. Father, we are here today, and Lord, we acknowledge that, Lord, you are so generous to us, and often, Lord, we are undeserved, but Lord, you are such a loving God, and Lord, we are so thankful. Lord, we are so thankful that, Lord, we can participate, Lord, in touching life. Lord, to giving of our time, giving to our service. Lord, use our talents, our finance, even our resources, Lord, for your glory. Lord, may our eyes continue, Lord, to fix on you, our generous God, who is unchanging and worthy of our worships. And Lord, ultimately, Lord, we give. Because you first gave us Jesus. Amen.